So the next feature that we are looking at is the YouTube Insight. So this feature provides the statistical data regarding the viewers who have watched the video. Now, this particular tool is very important because we understand for what duration was the video watched, and we can do some analytics using this particular tool. So this tool is handy in the, you know, like handy for marketers to understand how their videos are being viewed by the users. The next thing is getting feedback. So brands can utilize this channel to get vital information, vital clues about how their actual product should be. So this comes in the form of certain feedback which can be given as comments by the users. Brands simply have to put up the video of this initial stage and expect comments to come out from the users. Now, many of us might have watched different videos. We might have watched brand related marketing videos, we might have watched certain demonstration videos, we might have watched certain people giving certain training sessions, and we might have seen the comments, the likes and the dislikes by people. So marketers can actually get a reckoning of where their brand stands. The next is increasing traffic as a result of putting a video on the YouTube. Now there is a direct correlation which can be built by using a video and generating required amount of traffic. So brands can, in this context, direct traffic from their YouTube video to their website by inserting links into their videos. So the link of the web page or the landing page can be easily inserted into the video. By clicking on that link, the users will be directed to the website where they might want to make some purchases of the products and services that the brand is marketing. Now, also useful thing is creating a channel on YouTube. As you might have seen, there are various brands which request you to subscribe to their channel. Many of you who are marketing actively on YouTube might also have created a channel. So channel basically is a collection of videos posted by a brand. These videos might have similar content as well. So YouTube channel is available to everyone who joins YouTube as a member. So you have the privilege of creating a list of videos which feature, you can give the name and you can create a channel. Brands can create their own channels on YouTube, nevertheless to say. And the YouTube member can open a new business channel using a brand account. So it's a pretty simple, a pretty straightforward method to create a channel online and utilize these wonderful services that are there. Now, let us take a look at the procedure. So what is the way that we can, go about in order to create a business channel online on YouTube? The very first thing is we need to understand that, we can have or establish a particular control over a brand account on YouTube by creating a channel. So below are provided the steps to open a new business channel. So it's a very, as I said, a very straightforward method. You just need to log in to the YouTube account. So you will have to create a particular account and log into it. Open the YouTube channel switcher. There is a feature of a switcher page. Click create a new channel to open a new business channel. This is very important. And enter a brand account name in the space provided and then click create. So with this, you have the facility to create a brand new business channel on YouTube, to which you can benefit as a brand which is promoting products and services online. Now we have looked at the way that we can create a business channel. Now what is the way that we can actually go ahead and view this particular business channel? So to view a business channel, users need to select the name of the brand to view that brand's channel. So again, I don't believe it's quite difficult to do that. It's a very basic way of operating. YouTube gives the facility to view YouTube channels where audiences can browse and enjoy watching popular channels and subscribe to them as well. So it's a very simplistic method. It's one which is highly enjoyed especially if the videos are informative, if they have the element of entertainment in them. So we can definitely create robust channels and we can utilize them as a marketing resource. The next step is building the brand's presence on a business channel. So very first thing that we did was the process of creating a channel. The next element that we have done is to ensure that our channel, the ways that we can view it. And the final thing that we are going to do is to build its presence on YouTube. So it's practically useless if the channel is not visible to people, if it is not marketed well. So we need to create a presence. So with the right amount of strategizing, we definitely can create a presence. In the subsequent slides, we shall see how that is done. So these are a few simple strategies that we can improve the vision or the visibility of our respective channel online. So first thing is marketers should ensure that the content is well organized. So the channel, whatever videos are present on it, should ideally have a logical flow. If there are advanced videos, they should be put on later in the list. If there are certain videos which are simple, they should be ahead in the list, and so on. Channels provide an option of making playlists. So this is an important feature. Most of you might be aware of this feature. When you've subscribed to a channel or viewed a channel, you might have gone through the playlist. Now, this playlist makes things very simple, and it is responsible to organize the content. Thus, brands can group all relevant videos together in a single playlist to increase the element of user friendliness. Now, remember one thing, students. It's very important online, especially on social media, that things are quickly provided in an efficient manner to the users so that they don't have to search a lot, they don't have to browse a lot for information. So playlists definitely in this context, come in pretty handy. Brands thus can ensure updating of comments even if they have nothing new to upload. So this is extremely critical. The kind of comments that are usually surfacing on these particular as a reaction to these videos need to be taken heed of. Now, these particular comments are nothing but the online and instantaneous feedback. They are the live feedback that is provided to the created video of the brand. So what needs to be done is brands need to ensure updating these comments, responding to these comments in real time in order to keep the audiences engaged. Now we shall take a look at how do we create and how do we kind of engage communities on YouTube. So another critical element apart from that of a channel is the feature of communities. So brands need to invest in creating powerful communities. So communities are people who basically, they join your particular likes and interests, they join your channel, they subscribe. Brands need to request participation from the community. So you can create a community here, and brands need to deliver consistently. So fresh information needs to be provided to people who actually join the community here. Okay, so first thing that we have enlisted in the previous slide, we shall discuss now in detail, is brands need to invest in creating powerful communities. So a powerful yet easy method to build a community is to utilize the existing customers to spread the brand name by creating videos on this channel. So the difference between the channel and the community, friends, is that the user-generated videos which have been put can be instrumental in creating a community. That's very important for us to understand. A prominent example of leveraging the power of marketing on YouTube is that. Now, we are working with a small case here, the case of the famous toy maker Lego. So Lego, as you know, is a famous company. In fact, many of us have had Lego as children and have played with it. So Lego has revived its offerings through YouTube by making making people engaged by promoting or provoking them to create their own videos while playing Lego, and hence it has created a powerful community of people who support this particular brand. Okay, so brands they need to request participation. So only creation of a community, only requesting people to add videos is not sufficient. Brands need to also be aware of the power of word of mouth. So these people, they should generate videos, they should also create comments which actually say something positive about the brands that are are there. So a simple way to invite participants is to create a playlist of fan videos from around. So this is I would say the most important and you can say the most engaging element online, where people from that community create videos to represent the brand that they love online. So this is the case again with Lego as well. So Lego realized the clear relationship between creating specific video based content formats and focus on branding that content successfully. So if you've noticed, I would request you, if you've not seen these videos, I would request you to go online to the Lego community on YouTube and watch what videos and how beautifully they have been made. Okay, so Lego proactively has been instrumental in creating several of them. Several of them have been created by their fans as well. So it's worth looking at these examples live on YouTube and imagining how we could do the same with our respective brands. The next thing is, the last part is, brands need to deliver consistently. So in order for brands to have a long-term presence on social media, not just YouTube, it is critical to invest in creating content. Now, this content, as the slide reads, has to naturally grow. So people naturally have to become attracted towards the offerings of the brand, the kind of powerful and simple content created in the form of audiovisuals or videos on YouTube, thus to grow its own fan base. So this is something which is very important, and it is spoken on the cost of repetition. In fact, YouTube as a gold standard or a thumb rule recommends to create a schedule which is easy to follow for the marketeers, and to post 3 to 5 videos or posts per week to effectively build and sustain engagement. So engagement, as we know, is a constant or a consistent process. So if you want to stay alive, you want to stay on the top of the minds of the audiences on YouTube, not just on any other channel, but also on YouTube, you need to have at least 3 to 5 videos which are posted. You need to respond to the comments that have been put on as a reaction to the videos. After having discussed a lot of powerful features of YouTube, which was a video based content medium or a social media platform, we now move our attention or our focus on Twitter. So when we speak about Twitter, what automatically comes in our mind is the tweeting bird, which is sending tweets or retweets, and of course that it's a different platform from the ones which we've discussed already. A unique platform which is Twitter, which is very well known. It has one of the most popular ones there, okay, falling just slightly behind probably Facebook and a few other platforms. So basically it's a communication medium, it's a kind of a broadcasting medium. Consists of tweets, which are called as microblogs, okay, or short messages. And the current limit that is being put is that of 140 characters, okay, for people who are, creating tweets, and for people who are listening online, which is also called as followers. And there is also a probability of retweeting information which has already been tweeted. Now, along with what we've seen for the other channels, we are going to discuss. We have already articulated a long list of features for Twitter. So quickly, let's look at what has been enlisted and then we'll discuss them. Selecting of the correct username, which is the start for any Twitter account to become profitable. Engaging audience on Twitter, which is the next subsequent step. Incorporating Twitter posts into overall content marketing. The sign of Twitter, the bird, is a very powerful and a very well recognized logo online as well as offline. So it's very important to incorporate this. Use Twitter to build and grow the business. So we'll see how. Integrating of visual content. Using of hashtags to participate in the right conversations. Building of credibility, increasing reach through retweets, and increase of brand recognition by using links appropriately. So there is a whole lot of effective features that can be used to create an effective and a robust presence on Twitter and to develop the ability to market through this particular social media channel. So the very first thing that we are going to look at, the most basic element, is how do we go about selecting an appropriate or a correct username for our Twitter account. So as we know, creating this account is paramount importance, and we need to do this along with our profile. So creating of a Twitter account and profile is taking the first step to start engaging customers and marketing on Twitter. It's important that brands select an account name that is resonating with other social media platforms. So it's very important to develop a unifying kind of an effect so that the Twitter account seems pretty similar in terms of the name and offerings with other platforms. The tools available to make marketers and advertisers, using Twitter are becoming more advanced and are ideal for proper audience engagement. So Twitter has basically undergone changes as it has evolved over the years and now is becoming truly user friendly as well as marketeer friendly. Now we move to the second subsequent step of Twitter, that is engaging of audiences on this platform. So basically brands need to be aware of the fact that retweets and comments are one of the best ways to understand how effectively the message is reaching the audience. Many of us have Twitter accounts and we see how Twitter functions effectively. To measure effectiveness, brands can observe the frequency of click Twitter links and the amount of traffic that Twitter is passing to the website. Now, similar to our YouTube accounts, similar to our Facebook accounts, we also can post information that has a link to the landing page of our website, and we can also, with the use of analytical tools, check the effectiveness of our presence on Twitter. So brands basically need to increase these percentages to enhance the Twitter strategy and ensure better alignment with broad social media strategy. Incorporating Twitter posts into overall content marketing is the critical step that creates the connection. So to really generate engagement in a strategic manner, it is critical or it is important to integrate the activity on Twitter with other broader content marketing efforts, whether these are based on social media or through the other mediums of the internet. This needs to be done. Brands need to be aware of the content created and that it has to be customized for the Twitter format. Now, when we speak of Twitter, naturally certain things come to our mind. Apart from tweets, it is the content represented through the hashtags. So Twitter has a medium which is different than the others and thus has to be respected in order to get maximum leverage. Brands can increase audience reach by using the platform to enhance critical exposure in their specific area, be a part of broad online conversations, and connecting with influencers. So Twitter is basically a platform which works and operates slightly differently than others, and we can use the subtleties and differences to market in a better fashion. We'll subsequently see how this is done. So this slide focuses on using to build accounts and growing business on Twitter. So brands, basically, they need to be, you know, possessing that level of awareness of the inner workings of this particular, you know, content platform, and how, you know, to develop important strategies to create that important engagement. So brands need to analyze if their basic profile page is aligned with the brand's visual image. This is an important factor that needs to be considered when we are thinking of marketing of our brand on Twitter. So how do we go about doing that? We basically integrate the visual content in a seamless fashion, in a robust manner, in order to get the best. This is done, as we know, Twitter is the perfect channel to conduct cross-platform, you know, of sending of important content. Major reason behind creating and tweeting visual content on Twitter is the feature of Twitter cards. Now, Twitter, as we know, has evolved. Initially, it was focusing majorly on content that was of words, comprising of words. Now, with the use of elements like Twitter cards, visual data can also be sent across and be useful from the marketing context. This enhances, of course, promotion. As we know, visual information is much more, you can say, liked, much more preferred by audiences. As I mentioned, an important feature is that of the hashtags, which is one of the most important features of Twitter, which has been there for quite some time. So hashtags are basically used, you know, to engage or generate engagement on Twitter. So an understanding, a very critical, a very sound understanding of this feature is really important. So Twitter permits users to search for specific information through tweets of a public nature, and this is done through hashtags. So some of the people who are not on Twitter currently, they can actually understand the functionality of this word, which has been, you know, heard several times. So the search functionality is done via the hashtag feature. So hashtags are also useful for users to find brands and interact with them. So using the algorithm which is provided underlying by Twitter, we can make this possible. They need to focus on building outside their network by following users who eventually turn into leads. So this is a useful process of slowly converting prospects into useful leads and subsequently customers. The next element is that of building credibility. So Twitter is no different than what we've looked at Facebook, what we've looked at LinkedIn, what we will be looking at Instagram and others. So it basically is instrumental in building of credibility. So the brands that are there today, they should be aware of the core objective of marketing, which basically is building of credibility. So this is no different from for Twitter, which is you know, a prominent part or popular amongst the social media channels of today. So Twitter, the ones who use Twitter, they need to be responsible enough, and they need to assign this responsibility to one of the team members to actually sieve content, to look at what is being said on Twitter. So it's important that consistent information needs to flow and needs to spread on Twitter. Let's now discuss how we shall increase our reach as marketers to retweet. So the retweet is a simple yet powerful strategy. Retweeting is nothing but, you know, tweeting the message and sharing it with others. So a simple yet powerful strategy to attract more followers who are specifically interested in products or service is retweeting and spreading of content. So retweeting is quintessential to creating a positive engagement with other users. The next particular strategy that we shall look at while marketing on Twitter is to increase brand recognitions by using links appropriately. Now, this strategy has been discussed several times for other kind of platforms. Here, it also works similarly well. So, brands wanting to increase recognition and become influencers on social media, specifically through Twitter, need to use, make use of, optimal and appropriate links. So links need to be used properly in order to get the best out of this particular channel of social media. To increase brand recognition, the objective as a Twitter user should be to share powerful links that can help in efforts to increase engagement. So here, if information is shared properly, if links are shared, people will look at the brand as more credible on this particular platform. The next element is we are looking at is the platform of Instagram. Now that we have discussed in detail about the Twitter platform. Now, Instagram is a photo and a video sharing social networking service owned by Facebook. It was created by Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger and launched in October 2010 exclusively on iOS. Since its launch, this visual social networking channel has experienced significant growth, and studies indicate that visual content sites like Instagram will continue to surge in popularity. So many of us today, we know through Facebook, we can log on to Instagram, and Instagram has become a popular success. It comprises majorly of photos that we are aware of. To be successful on Instagram, brands need to be fully aware of the various features. So not just is this for making oneself famous through photos, but there are some features which are pretty conducive to marketing on this particular platform, and those are specifically the ones which we should discuss. So according to a recent study, a majority of audiences on this channel base their buying after seeing something on Instagram. So it's very important that Instagram majorly has a young audience, and these audience, they are influenced by some of the people who are, behaving like influencers or whose posts are followed widely. To be concise, Instagram has released lots of new features for brands to promote their products and services. So like any other social media channel, Instagram is also continuously evolving and is providing its users with those facilities and features. Some of these features, the important ones are, one is being the Instagram stories. Of course, these we'll discuss in detail in the subsequent slides. Instagram posts that I'd mentioned that generate more promotions, and of course, advanced analytics. So all these comprise of making Instagram not just a popular platform for posting photos, but also a popular platform for getting marketing work done and selling of, indirect, of course, selling of products. So Instagram, as we know, has become popular just a few years ago. It was, in its infancy, and now it's become pretty popular. So individual users and brands, they basically share snaps or photos with other users through this particular platform. Now, brands need to capitalize on the fact that although Instagram has fewer users, it is still growing faster than both Twitter and Facebook originally did. So the reason that there are fewer users is because it is relatively new. But as I said, it's inclined to become much bigger than existing platforms. So already there are a huge amount of brands that are leveraging this particular channel to take snaps of people at workplace or at official occasions and posting them. So Instagram has already started making waves and can be utilized in order to create better and effective social media marketing solutions. Very first thing that marketers need to understand about Instagram is its algorithm or the logic, the way it performs or behaves. So brands need to be aware of the fact that currently Instagram operates on the basis of an algorithm which is famously called as the Instagram algorithm. Thus, Instagram, what it does is it has a feature in which it, organizes and reorganizes posts using a certain logic or algorithm in order to see more content that was relevant to them. So it is a known fact that feeds with higher number of likes views, shares or comments will perform better in this algorithm feature. So what it does is it runs a code in which the most relevant, the most recent, the most popular photos, they are featured on a prioritized list rather than the others. So this comprised or this made up of the algorithm of Instagram. In this slide, we discuss further about the Instagram auto algorithm. Brands can deliver specific messages if they are aware of the fact that if they engage with a particular account regularly, this tells the Instagram algorithm that they really like that account's content. So, in a way, we can create an influence over the algorithm. We can actually train the algorithm to understand our own mechanisms and generate popularity and engagement on this platform. Thus, photos of products also create a huge amount of engagement on Instagram. So Instagram slowly and steadily has now progressed where marketing can be actively done of products and services on this particular platform. A key advantage for brands to utilize the Instagram is that of the stories feature, which was mentioned earlier. Okay. And this particular feature is that the algorithm keeps a track of all interactions on this feature, although the posts are temporary. So stories is in a way something which is a kind of a temporary feature that is available to the users of Instagram. The next part from stories and the discussion on algorithm is the bio and the profile that is available for users to create. Now, these users also, as from our perspective, comprise the brands that, you know, represent their particular or products and services on Instagram. So, well-defined Instagram bio and profile provides a detailed account of what the brand does to the other users on this channel. So, this is very important to have, and this is, I think, the basic step that you need to do in order to generate results on this particular platform. So the keywords in the bio, which are specific for targeted users, will help them better understand the brand and its offerings. So this is, I would say, a seamless way of creating more engagement with existing users, with targeted people, and in a way to convert from the leads, you know, or prospects into eventual customers. The next element of Instagram, which is also very powerful and effective, is called as the Instagram audit. Now, let us have a brief discussion of the audit before we move ahead. So, performing an Instagram audit is essential to ensure that every element in the bio and the profile will generate more engagement with the audience. Now, the name audit will resonate likely, you know, a tax audit or a financial audit or an internal audit with many of you professionals. So this audit is no different. It's quite similar to an inspection done of what we already have in order to make the most use or effective use of it. So this running of an audit for brands is a great opportunity to make sure they're leveraging Instagram marketing to the fullest. So ideally, we should take a look at what photos should be displayed, which is the correct area, and all the other elements that are falling into place in our account and in our bio. Now, here are some critical elements, okay, which need to be considered. So brands need to generate the following results after completing the audit. So what is basically expected? So in this particular slide, we are going to focus on certain basic outcome expectations after having done an Instagram audit. So what are those? Let's see. So goals pertaining, so very important that we have a concise evaluation of the strategy. Through this particular smart art representation, let us understand as brands what we need to generate as outcomes or results as a part of completing the Instagram audit. The very first thing is we need to generate a clear picture or a vision about the objectives and goals pertaining to marketing on Instagram. And are these relevantly represented? after the audit? So is there clarity that is provided? The next thing is the concise evaluation of the strategy employed for the audience engagement. So through the audit, have we developed certain measures which help us assess the needs of the audience? Of course, the next part is better articulation or visualization of the Instagram content. This includes how we voice and how the brand is represented. So what is the vision and how is it communicated? And of course, the refinement of the approach and the strategy of the different hashtags that are used in Instagram. So all this has been well represented in our bio, in our profile, needs to be understood. If the outcome is positive, if the outcome is in line with the expectations, we can proceed. Now, we shall look at how do we build a content approach or a strategy, what kind of posts are available to us, what are their applications in Instagram is the next topic of discussion here. So we'll enlist these particular things and then we will discuss them in detail. The first type of posts, as can be seen, are the images or the photo posts. Instagram also provides us with video posts and also another interesting feature, which is the carousel posts. So what are these? Let's see. So photo posts, as we know, are the most common and the widespread type. So photo post comprises of posting of images and photographs on this particular medium. The factors that make them so popular are simple to build and change and flexible in nature. So they're very easy to put as posts on this platform. The next post that can be put is video posts. And video posts now make, this particular channel to communicate complex stories. So that's how beneficial they can become. And they tend to be one of the best formats for generating interactions. Videos can also be shared in three formats, one being the square, the other being a portrait, and the third one being a landscape format. So there is a lot of variety that can be, induced in this particular type of post on the Instagram platform. The last type is an interesting one, which is called as a carousel post. This is a post and this is basically a format that permits users and brands to display two or more images and or videos. So it can be a combination of images or videos, okay, or links, calls to action or headlines in a single promotion. So there is an added variety in the carousel posts that is not seen as a feature in the video or in the photo posts. So the carousel posts can be shared in landscape again, like the videos, portrait or square formats, but you have to stick to just one photo format. So all the content needs to be in that particular photo format. They can include between 2 and 10 photos or videos. So this is a wider format. People have more content and can feel more engaged through this particular post format, which is pretty recent when it comes to Instagram. Now, having had a detailed discussion about Instagram, let us look at a messaging kind of application, which is quite famous. We all avail of it. Most of us do. It's called as WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp has been there now for, quite a few years, for several years, and is one of the most favored messenger applications when it comes to personal messaging, and now is making waves on the business front as well. So WhatsApp Messenger is a cross-platform messaging and voiceover IP service and is owned by Facebook. So this is very important information. The application runs from a mobile device, though it is also accessible from desktop computers. So quite a few years ago, I have seen people using it through the desktop, but largely, almost you would say 90 to 95% use it on the mobiles as an application or an app. Now, from our Indian context, it is extremely popular. We find it easy to share different posts, that is information through them, through videos, through photographs, and various other things. For many who perceive doing business on social media the first preference, ideally, the cliched view or the common view is channels like Facebook and Twitter. But one of the fastest movers in the social media segment today is WhatsApp. So needless to say, we can have a small discussion around this platform as well. So there are three major methods or broad methods to post messages, images and videos on WhatsApp. One is a PM or a personal message, which is also called as a personal window message, as we are very well aware of. The next one is the feature related to groups. Now I'm sure many of us are present on several groups, and of course the famous broadcast method. So the very first method is the personal window. Using this method, users can direct messages. They can also make voice as well as video calls to other users who are in their contact lists. Now, this does not require much discussion because we are practically aware of these things. The groups, a key advantage of this method is that about 256 members can be a part of a group and can chat and participate, along with sharing their thoughts, ideas and views, and also share different posts on the group. These groups might be relatives coming together, friends, professionals, people from the same organization, and any other group for that matter. The last one that we will look at is the broadcast lists. The key advantage, as we know, what is a broadcast? A broadcast is a one-to-many message going out. Usually a one-way kind of a message, a broadcast informing people about something. So the key advantage of this method is that users will see the message as a personal message and not a public one. So basically it goes as a one-to-many, but it is received by one. They don't know who the other recipients of the message are. The response to this will lead also to be a personal. So if there needs to be a response from the recipient, then it will be on the personal window because they don't know who else is in this particular broadcast list. Now, from our context, WhatsApp becomes powerful and effective because it also has a business version or a business application. So WhatsApp has recently launched a business app that has been conceptualized, it has been articulated, visualized for developing engagement for micro businesses. Those are the small businesses. Through Play Store, you can easily go and download this particular app. It's free for download and currently only available for the Android devices. WhatsApp currently provides a method to add a click to chat link to the social media pages, email signatures, or the business websites. So this app, although new, is developing some robust mechanisms for marketing to take place on it. Now, what's the procedure? This is quite interesting. As we are winding up this chapter, we are looking at how do we brand on this business application of WhatsApp. So the first essential thing to begin branding on WhatsApp is to download, as I said, from the Play Store. The business number needs to be verified. So there is a certain procedure. I'm sure you've already done a personal number verification when you downloaded and installed WhatsApp like I did. Post the number being verified, one can select to restore a previous chat associated with the business number. And once the business name is set up, the marketer can tap on the menu button and head to setting, business setting, profile, and probably import contacts and do a lot of other functions related to marketing by sending messages over as well. So in this manner, we have completed this particular chapter, probably the most practical chapter explaining the various popular channels, right from the most popular one, which is currently in vogue, which is Facebook, which has a presence of several millions of users across the world and India, moving to the business, social networking, which is business networking, which is LinkedIn. We also looked at several others like Twitter. We had a look at Instagram. We also have taken a look at YouTube, and eventually we've wound up having taken a look at WhatsApp. So I'm sure that this particular chapter has been instrumental in helping you understand social media marketing done on these particular channels. And if you are a brand, that's an owner or an individual or a micro brand or an employee in a brand, this particular chapter will be fruitful to you. Thank you.